This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Get your free money-saving report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Going to be an extremely fast-moving Tuesday, the 30th day of September, 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours. Dr. Ron Paul, former congressman, will be joining us to cover the waterfront. From ISIS being backed by the West, to the 28, 9/11 pages that clearly show our government stood down bare minimum, to his son, Rand Paul, the GOP front-runner, for the Republican nomination in 2016. That and a lot more is coming up. Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura will shift gears out of the lawsuit he won and get into geopolitical issues, domestic issues, immigration issues, and take your phone calls coming up in the third hour. And I've got Dr. Ed Group joining us to talk about very serious developments on the Ebola front at the bottom of the hour. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us. North Texas Hospital evaluating patient for potential Ebola exposure. CBS Local out of DFW. There's another headline out of 9 News in Dallas. Dallas Hospital isolates possible Ebola patient. Ebola outbreak, thousands of orphans shunned, BBC. Ebola-stricken Liberia is descending in economic hell, The Washington Post. 5 reasons why we may never know Ebola's true impact. That's out of Time Magazine. We're going to break it down. And then, of course, this article up at Infowars.com by Max Flavo. Ebola alert, U.S. patient zero, suspected in Dallas, travel history and symptoms suggest infection. That's coming up right after the break. We're going to get into that first. Continuing, new documents show legal basis for NSA surveillance program. The NSA made its own documents, kind of like a get-out-of-jail-free card you make up on your home computer and put in your wallet. And they say that's how they spy on everyone illegally without warrants and why they lie to us. Gee, they're being honest. They promise. I mean, it's okay. They had a note, even though they forged it. It wasn't from the doctor or from mommy. It was from Baphomet. So we're going to be breaking that down. Also, you know that we don't criticize police themselves individually and demonize police for what other bad police do. That only feeds into the us-against-them paradigm, the divide-and-conquer balkanization that the globalists want. We are against federalization of the police. We are against them violating the Bill of Rights and Constitution. But the police are a reflection of the government. And you know what rolls downhill. So just demonizing them doesn't do anything, plays into the larger plan. But we do have to show what federal training and federal directives have turned the police into, what we fear in Mexico, what we fear in Nigeria, what we fear in North Korea. These are mainstream news articles I have, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to shoot him in the bleepus, in the male genitals, says cop, before executing camper. They pull up and say, we're going to kill him. And the other police go, you mean non-lethal? And the guy starts giggling. Of course, even after he's been shot repeatedly on the ground, they keep shooting, let the dog bite him. It's an example of the stuff you see with gang members attacking an old lady or something. The very same giggling, the gibbering, I don't like hardcore convicts that are abusers of innocence. I don't like gang members. Thug types will try to intimidate you at the gas station. I'm not looking for trouble, but I just start really getting ready to go crazy, you know, clobber. And I get the same feeling when I see a group of thug cops. Most cops don't act like that, but you can see it when you got a group of gangbanger cops. Just like the gangbangers that infiltrated the military. And it is disgusting. And that's what they are. They're gangbangers with badges. And there's nothing, I think, more disgusting. And then it goes on. Florida woman arrested for possession of SpaghettiOs. Can't make that up. Cop sees his car when told to get a warrant. Tells owner that what he gets for exercising his rights.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live on this Tuesday, the 30th day of September, 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones. Paul Watson just posted an article to Infowars.com that I'm going to pull up right now that is huge, huge news. CDC warns funeral homes in U.S. to prepare for Ebola victims, recommends caution workers not to embalm corpses. And this ties into an article that we put out 4 years ago when we received secret documents out of Indiana, then confirmed them in New York State as well as Texas and Arizona, that they are preparing for millions dead per populous state like Illinois and Texas. And Indiana and New York, hundreds of thousands in states like New Mexico and others. And I've asked Watson, who just showed me the article 5 minutes ago before it went live, to add the old article about the larger preparations during an airborne Ebola release or mousepox or something along those lines. Now, they have brought more than 15 Ebola patients to the United States. That's never been done before. They're now estimating at the UN 1.4 million people will have it by December. Some top German virologist in Bild magazine were quoted 3 weeks ago as saying 5 million. 5 million. Now, I don't know if any of this is going to be that bad, but this is not Infowars.com saying this. We were covering it months ago, saying it could be projected out to that point, but it's getting serious because they could use the fear to roll out this Monsanto, Bill and Melinda Gates vaccine, and heaven knows what will be in that. My grandmother got the polio vaccine, and a month later got paralyzed and almost had to be put in an iron lung, and about half her muscles, the nerves got eaten, got killed, and she's 89 years old today on crutches and in a wheelchair. 1955, she was as happy as pie and beautiful and had two children and was, you know, married to my grandfather. And she went out and got that vaccine, and she got it. And by the way, it was a scandal then how many people got polio from it. They were just hyping it up, and it wasn't that big of an issue until the vaccine came in. And it was a victory of propaganda that they could do that. And still in India, in Pakistan, every couple of weeks you hear about 500 kids, 1,000 kids, 64,000 children in the last year. These are real headlines. Have paralysis after polio vaccine. They don't call it polio. It's the same thing. Something eats your nerves, and a lot of kids die. And it's just a number, 64,000, big deal. Oh, there was some more kids just died in Columbia last week getting vaccines. They were getting the HPV Gardasil. Oh, there's more dead kids in Afghanistan. The UN came out yesterday and admitted what the Telegraph said 2 weeks ago. Yeah, you know what, it's true. We had a vaccine mix-up that killed a bunch of kids, 15 in one town alone. And, you know, they always underreport. But it's just like, big deal. That's just part of getting your shots as you die. And they go, what, are you against science? You against shots? I don't trust this world government caught doing countless secret tests on everybody and their mother doing this kind of stuff. I mean, you'd be crazy to. Our government kept shooting black people up with live syphilis and then not giving them treatment. And watching their excruciating deaths as they spread it through the black and white population for 47 years. 47 years. And then they oversaw Lyme's disease that is tick-borne syphilis that was produced at Plum Island. Look that up. You can't make this stuff up. And I'm just giving you well-known stuff that everybody knows. I'm not mentioning the literal hundreds of other admitted domestic tests that I could rattle off right now. Hundreds of them. Hundreds. Thousands of total studies. Hundreds that were lethal. Giving the pregnant wives of GIs from 1943 until the 80s, when they, quote, quit the program, vitamin bottles, mislabeled vitamins that were uranium and plutonium pills, so they could, quote, see what it did to them. They weren't seeing what it did to them. It was a human sacrifice of the baby, a power of the state to corrupt the medical corps and to see how far they could go. It was a corruption. It was a twisting. So that's why this Ebola is so serious, is because we can't trust the people involved overseeing it. What are they doing putting thousands of U.S., 3,000 U.S. troops and others into the Ebola hot zones? You would never do that. What are they doing letting them come back? What are they doing bringing more than 15 of these patients to the U.S.? What are they doing? Look at this headline. Just went up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're tweeting it right now at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. CDC warns funeral homes in U.S. to prepare for Ebola victims. This is breaking at InfoWars.com. The Centers for Disease Control is advising funeral homes in the United States on how to handle the remains of Ebola victims, although officials are keen to stress the development is not cause for alarm. All three pages list of recommendations instructs funeral workers to wear protective gear while handling Ebola victims, as well as warning them not to carry out autopsies or embalm corpses. You think they need to be told don't touch them? I guess they probably do. In the outbreak of the potentially deadly virus in West Africa, why are funeral homes in America being given guidelines, asked WFSB. Last night, it was revealed that a Dallas hospital is holding a potential Ebola victim in stringent isolation after the patient was admitted based on symptoms and recent travel history. Alicia English, executive director of the Georgia Funeral Directors Association, dismissed suggestions that America should be alarmed by the recommendations. And again, if you ask Watson to print me, because I can't do it on air, print me the Aaron Dykes article from 4 or 5 years ago with the actual documents about cemeteries prepared for mass graves, I think was the headline. I just need that intel. We can put it on screen. Thank you. I want to have it added to this article. As we reported earlier this month, the U.S. State Department ordered 160,000 Ebola hazmat suits, prompting concerns that officials were preparing for an outbreak within the United States. While Ebola has so far been confined to the continent of Africa, speculation has arisen that the virus could have gone airborne to at least unlimited extent. Michael T. Osterholm, director of the Centers for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota, acknowledged in a recent New York Times op-ed that virologists are loath to discuss openly, but are definitely considering in private the possibility that Ebola has gone airborne. Top German virologist Jonas Schmidt-Konsast caused consternation recently when he suggested that the battle against Ebola in Sierra Leone and Liberia was lost and that the virus would eventually kill 5 million people. Here is the article from 2009 by Aaron Dykes. Plans for mass graves confirmed. Government surveying cemetery readiness for mass flu outbreak or other deadly contingent. And the actual documents are there preparing for millions to be buried in just one cemetery in Indiana and New York State. So again, ladies and gentlemen, plans for mass graves confirmed. We can scroll down and show folks the documents right there in the article. This is the reality, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? When we reported the mass grave plan, they had all this national media say we were putting out a hoax. They had all the national media say we were lying. We don't put out hoaxes. Probably every 6 months or so, one of my great writers, and I've done this myself before, will pick up somebody else's report that is a hoax or wrong, because we're posting a lot of news and get it wrong. A couple of weeks ago that happened. Hadn't happened in about a year or two that Watson had made a mistake. And he did one about sex education in Florida from another source that was not accurate. It was actually Canada. But that stuff goes on in schools regardless. But The Washington Post wrote about how we were deliberately putting out bull last week. Even though I saw it 5 minutes after it went up, it had a gut reaction. I couldn't get a hold of Watson, so I called another web guy. I got the codes, and I'm like, good at it. I said, jerk that story. And then I got Watson on the phone. I'm not throwing him under the bus. This happens to me, too. This is an example of total transparency here. And I said, I think that's fake. I think those people look too old. And he goes, all right. And then the Washington Post hit us. But here's the thing. They were watching within about 10 minutes. We had that pulled down, 5, 15, I don't know, 5, 10 minutes, whatever. Had like 5 comments when I found it, when I looked at it. And they had already seen it and already screenshotted it. That's how much they're watching us, just waiting for us to make a bumble. But I'm glad I should probably even retract that on air. That's why I intended to actually talk about that. That was on purpose to tell that story. Because we don't celebrate our mistakes, but we open them up. We want you to know when we make a mistake because we're here trying to get it right. It's like yesterday I said, no teleprompter here. I'm going off memory and research. I said, yeah, this monster that cut this lady's head off, tried to kill the other one, got stopped by the CEO of the company in Oklahoma. You know, I'm glad he took that guy out. I'm glad he killed him. Well, I knew full well he wounded him. I don't know why I said kill him. It's a Freudian slip. I wish he was dead. And CJ popped my ear and said, he's not dead. And then they threw up an article right there in front of me. That's good. That's what we all need to do with politicians, with media, with everybody else. I've told my whole crew, you call me on bull. You call me when something's wrong. You call me when you think something's out of bounds. Because I don't want to sit up here and compartmentalize, smoking my own dope, believing I've got all the answers like the establishment does. So let me tell you, establishment, you don't have all the answers. This world is in crisis. And when Ebola breaks out, if it does in this country, we need to blame the system that didn't put the standard provisions in to stop it. They turned off the default protection modes.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, BillsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning. $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com. PhilsGang.com or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
I see another side, maybe just another light that shines. And I look over now through the door, and I still belong.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here. This Ebola thing has been allowed to get out of control. It appears to be mutated in a stronger fashion. That's what the virologists are saying. I'm not going to recap all that. The fact that they are letting people fly into here from Liberia and other countries that are in a state of collapse right now. It's not even the Ebola deaths, which are terrible, that are the real crisis. It's the fear, the panic. And I'll tell you this. If Ebola breaks out in the United States, I'm going to quarantine myself wearing a mask. I've already got it in place for my family. And I'm just going to stay away from people that are infected and stay healthy. That's all you got to do. But our government could pull all sorts of shenanigans to let this be the crisis, that let Obama stay in office. I mean, I never used to think that would actually happen. But the sky's the limit now. They've gotten away with executive orders on everything. And just launching wars without approval and carbon taxes without approval. So the sky's the limit at this point. I would expect anything out of these people. We're going to talk to Dr. Group coming up in the next segment about that. Later in the broadcast, after Ron Paul leaves us at the bottom of the next hour, I'm going to get into three articles from the stack today, and there's more than just these three. It is not my job and not my goal to just get up here and bash police. When I was younger, I did do that to a certain extent because I knew that North Korea and Mexico and places were oppressive and bad. I didn't want our police to be like that. I knew they were being federalized. I knew they were being militarized, but that's happened now. But you catch more flies with honey than you do with vinegar, as Grandma would say. And the police, as I've said 1,000 times, this is true. I didn't realize when I was young and dumb, I'm still, I guess, young and dumb to a certain extent, at 40 years old, are a natural ally of the liberty movement. In polls, it's like 95% are pro-gun. Some are 98% in national polls. They tend to be pro-property rights, actually anti-police state in many cases. The police state is what the feds are bringing down, what the globalists are bringing down from the top. They want to federalize local police. They give them the training, the militarization, the asset forfeiture, and then sit back with CNN and MSNBC and everybody and go, oh, look how horrible the police are, after they literally are trying to twist them with their arm behind their back and to try to hire thugs and hire low IQ and hire gangbangers. Like they hire the Droogies in Clockwork Orange, the Stanley Kubrick film based on the book Clockwork Orange, that if you watch it today, you see how visionary it was, where they hire the gang members to be the cops. That's what's done in oppressive countries. That's what the Nazis did, is they hired the street thugs, hundreds of thousands of them, and veterans, bad veterans, to form the SA. But mainly just criminals and street thugs. And that's what I'm seeing in more and more of these videos from their own squad cars. I'm going to shoot him right in the bleeper, says cop. And this is on the news, we can say it, but I'll let the report say it. Cop says cop before executing camper. And it's just some homeless guy. And even after they shoot him over and over again, with real bullets, but also with beanbags and stuff, they go up and shoot him more and they let the dog bite him and get off on it. And I said this was cold-blooded murder on purpose. This is what you see in, you know, videos or testimony where 6 or 7 gangbangers beat up and kill an old woman. It's the same giggling, the same, whether it's weirdo convicts or gangbangers or gangbanger cops, they all look and act the same. Everybody knows it, and I want to throw up. Let's play part of this newscast where they giggle and laugh about it before they execute the unarmed man. Here it is.
Investigator Chris Ramirez has a video that APD didn't know he had. You're going to hear it for yourself, and you decide what it means.
And Tom and Tessa, the two officers who shot and killed homeless camper James Boyd, Dominic Perez and Keith Sandy. Well, this story is about Keith Sandy. Nobody in the public has heard what Sandy said 2 hours before he pulled that trigger firing those fatal shots. Well, you're about to hear Officer Sandy's own words.
Keith Sandy, fired from New Mexico State Police, but hired by APD anyway, responded to the scene in the foothills last March. He sees an old colleague, State Police Officer Chris Ware. Sandy doesn't realize it, but Ware's dash cam is rolling, picking up this conversation that will change how lawyers, judges, and our community view this shooting.
Where they got you guys going? Where they got you guys going? I don't know. Could I ask for a police? I don't know.
We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. We'll be right back. Dr. Group's coming up. We'll play all this later. There's a couple more cases today we're going to be covering just like it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directed. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's
former Congressman Dr. Ron Paul is going to be joining us coming up at the start of the next hour. Then I will continue with this news. I'm going to shoot him right in the bleeper. Says cop before executing camper. Dash cam of state police captures officer's premeditated intentions to shoot the homeless man. And they did indeed do that and then let the dog, after he was already dead, bite him and have a little bit of enjoyment. Another one, Florida woman arrested for possession of SpaghettiOs. They said the SpaghettiOs look like methamphetamine. Cop sees car, when told to get a warrant, tell owner that that's what he gets for exercising his rights, close quote. That's on the dash cam. Oh, you need a warrant to search my car. Okay, I'm just going to I'm just going to seize your car. No, of course, no drugs were found, nothing. Just, of course, who ships the drugs in? Another one, Pennsylvania cop sued for storming home and arresting woman for video recording them out of her own home in the street. I mean, this is the craziness, and the reason police have been told to do this and act like this is because the power structure wants to convert us to a police state, wants to convert us to a total totalitarian program. The inventor of the Internet, no, not Al Gore, the real British inventor, has gone public worldwide and says we're going into a planetary tyranny. He used those words. You can look it up. William Benning used the words total totalitarianism, Big Brother, 1984 on steroids. He comes on the show now three times. He's been on with David Knight twice, so five times. And it just sounds like me. He's the former director of intelligence at the NSA, number three or number four, a director of the NSA, and he sounds more hardcore than me. And then I break down how I think it's really all working and operating. I don't want to sound arrogant. I know how it works. And he goes, yes, exactly, precisely, exactly, precisely. I have former CIA commanders on. They go, yes, exactly, precisely. Because I'm not bragging. I'm saying we're just confirming our intel, our analysis is spot on. Because all I've done is sit here and study this for a very long time. Believe me, anybody, if they immerse themselves for 22 years, 20 years on air, 6-7 days a week, anybody does what I've done who isn't mentally retarded, and you'll be an expert on all this stuff. That's why they're scared. See, it seems like we're so far behind down the rat hole in tyranny that we can never come back. That's not how it works. It flips, folks. Once you get a certain amount awake, it's boom, because it's so obvious, it's so over the top, that they have that on us, that it's so over the top, until it flips, then that's against them. You see what I'm saying? It's like a judo move. They go over the top so we can't believe it's happening, but if we ever wake up, the bigger they are, the harder they fall, is kind of the analogy. And if people ever wake up out of their trance, they're going to be fully awake. It's kind of like, have you ever been halfway going to sleep and then somebody can't wake you up because you were trying to go to sleep? But then if you've been in a deep dream, you can pop out of it fully awake. It's kind of like that. We're in such a deep dream, historically this has happened before, that if we come out of it, it's, whoa, I'm in the Matrix. This is incredible. That's the point we're reaching. And that's why the establishment is so desperate going, okay, mercury's good for your brain. Okay, your kids don't belong to you. 2 + 2 = 5 or 7 or whatever we say. And world government's good, but it doesn't exist. They're trying to just get you used to now all the craziness. They're trying to acclimate you. It's psychological warfare. But if you're aware of the psychological warfare, it's game over. So their attempt to train the military to confiscate our guns and round up liberty lovers and set up brigades homeland under NORTHCOM, in the last 6 years, it accelerated under Obama, undoubtedly. What do you think took the military from 50% awake to 90% awake? And I've had Colonel Schaefer, countless others, that they go, that's the number, 90%+. I'm not just saying that. What took them from 50% awake to 90%? Being called into briefing rooms and trained to take guns and told George Washington's bad. It's the over-the-topness of it. But what are they going to do? They're going to take down America. I'm getting chills right now. I really am getting chills right now. It's just so epic what we're in the middle of, and we just wake up to it. It's incredible. It's incredible that we could beat them. We could turn the tide. It doesn't mean we'll be in a utopia. It doesn't mean everything will be perfect, but we could stop a real offensive to really bring in hardcore tyranny. But let me tell you, the reason I get chills is I don't want to say I'm scared because I'm not. It's the opposite, but it's like fear. It's braced. Like when you know you're about to get in a fight with a really mean guy and you're not scared, you're just getting ready. It's an electricity. Because I realize, folks, I'm deader than a box of rocks if we don't turn this around. And your pension funds, your future is gone, too. I mean, it's so real, it's for everything. That's why I see men getting all psyched up about a Super Bowl game and they've got their tickets going in and they've got that same male energy that's meant to defend their family and their country and they're, my team's going to win. That tribal energy is for what's happening now for real enemies, folks. So for me, it's like I'm playing in the Super Bowl every single day. It's like I am, and then I don't feel adequate. I don't feel like I'm worthy because it's so epic. That's why I say, please don't tell me I'm doing a good job. And I don't want to talk about myself either. It's just that I think the way to wake people up is to have that personal experience and just share with you what I've gone through. I didn't believe a lot of this stuff 20 years ago. I was like a mainline Republican. And then I was a libertarian. And I was like, I just, it's all real. So I'm radical because the truth is radical. And so they've miscalculated. If 50% of the cops were awake probably 10 years ago, now it's like 65, 70. And that's a conservative number because they're now seeing it's all real and they can feel it's bad. They know it's not good. They know it's not freedom. And they see bad guys being brought in and put in charge. They see corruption being allowed to operate. They see it. They're creeped out by it. They just are alone like we are. They don't know what to do. They've destroyed our culture of freedom. They've atomized this. I'm going to go to Dr. Grube on Ebola. I'm ranting. But Dr. Grube, before we get into Ebola and the shocking news on that front today, talking about the awakening. I mean, I've had dinner with you, hung out with you and your wife last week when you were here in town. You're a really smart guy. You were in Army Special Operations, did a lot of interesting things. You've seen behind the curtain. What do you call this awakening? And am I overestimating it or underestimating it?
No, I think that, you know, like yourself, I mean, I'm really involved at looking at more or less the eugenics part of it, how everything ties together with the healthcare. You know, I was, like you said, you're a Republican. I was all into pharmaceuticals and wanted to be a medical doctor until I started finding out the truth and started digging deeper and digging deeper. And now I'm looking at it as, you know, what's going on and how this is affecting the masses all over the world. And I think that we're at a tipping point. I mean, we're at the maximum. Well, I wouldn't say maximum, but like you said, I mean, even
we're approaching the maximum. We're approaching event horizon.
Houston, I'm starting to see Homeland Security cars driving around. We have a whole building being built downtown for Homeland Security. So you see Homeland Security working with the local police departments. But at the same time, I have Houston Police Department officers that come by here that tell me that they see what's going on inside. They are waking up. So it's a 50-50 thing. You know, you have the positive and the negative. Sometimes you have more negative, and then all of a sudden you'll have more positives. So it's really, I would say, the strongest fight right now in healthcare, in politics, I mean, all the way around, which is happening, and people are waking up. I like to think people would wake up a little bit faster, but the main thing that I've been focusing on is teaching people how to wake up by getting healthier and supporting their body's natural immune system and supporting their self-healing mechanism, because really that's what it all comes down to. I mean, if you look at every single aspect that, you know, the globalists have used through poisoning the air and the food and the water, it's all designed really to dumb you down, to make you mentally retarded, to, you know, lower your IQ levels, to affect your body so you're sick, to instill fear into your system, which drops your immune system by 50%. So getting the word out to people about how they can keep their immune system strong, how they can keep their bodies clean, how they can avoid all that, how they, you know, just knowing the information, how they can protect themselves against fear. You know, I mean, that's probably one of the biggest things out here, you know, with this Ebola.
The way I do it is I take action against something, and then that calms me down and makes me feel good.
Well, exactly. I'm not scared of anything because I've taken action, and many of your listeners have taken action, too. They know what to do. I mean, you know, if you know what to do with an Ebola outbreak, if you know what to do with a pandemic, you've prepared for all that. You've got food storage. You've got a place to go. You've stocked up on, you know, silver. You've stocked up on iodine. You've stocked up on the things that are going to protect your cells, DNA force, all that stuff that's there to protect you and to boost your own immune system and to keep your body strong, and you have a plan, then there's nothing to fear. I mean, you know, if you understand how the globalists and how all those individuals operate, you know, and you just look at why are they breaking all the rules here? Why is Obama signing executive order to, you know, that can force
vaccination? That's it. They're moving on all fronts now. They don't care anymore. I've never seen so much corruption. What does that signify to you as an indicator?
just the fact of how they've handled this Ebola situation, if you look at the supposedly pandemics in the past with swine flu, H1N1, I would say this is by far the worst scenario that we've been in, just because the way the government and the World Health Organization is handling the situation, bringing people into uninfected countries. I mean, this is like insane. You quarantine an area with a potential pandemic. You never fly people into the United States and fly people into other countries. And, you know, now with what you're saying with the funeral homes and everything, I would say with the connections to the vaccinations, with them being able to forcibly vaccinate, that's a whole nother thing. You know, get out of a densely crowded, populated city as fast as you can. But more importantly is just make sure that you have what you need for you and your family.
I was about to say, I'm just going to stay away from crowds if it actually gets in the population. I mean, clearly, I don't think it's going to get that bad over here. I hope it doesn't show up over here. It may already have. They're reporting on CBS News. But it's going to be the fear the government puts out in the vaccine they roll out, like the polio vaccine that they admit gave people polio, like my grandmother. Here's CBS News for folks that just joined us. North Texas Hospital evaluating patient for potential Ebola exposure. Ebola alert, U.S. patient zero suspected in Dallas. Travel history and symptoms suggest infection. Plans for mass graves confirmed, Infowars.com. Dallas Hospital, possible Ebola patient, 9 News, Ebola, and then I've got my other report here by Paul Joseph Watson up on Infowars.com, the one we were just mentioning. CDC warns funeral homes in the U.S. to prepare for Ebola victims. They've never done this before. Why would they bring Ebola patients in, Dr. Group? Why would they do that and then start saying get ready for it? I mean, it looks premeditated.
There's, you know, everything that's been happening in the last 5 years has pretty much been right in our face, you know, and they're getting to the point now where they don't even care. You know, it used to be kind of secretive, but now they're doing it right in front of you and they're reporting it on the news. You know, we're bringing Ebola patients right into the U.S. And, you know, they're just testing the reactions and the reactions of the general population and seeing what they're going to do. And they just keep pushing it further and further and further to the limit. And nobody's doing anything about it except us. You know, there are a select group of people that are calling us, finding, hey, listen, how is this happening? What can we do to protect ourselves? But it's the more that they push, also the more that they can create fear. And then you have that 80-90% of the population out there that says, government, we depend on you. What are you going to do for us? And they start calling and pushing the CDC and the World Health Organization into vaccines. And, you know, they'll line up at every single drugstore all day long. If a vaccine came out tomorrow, an Ebola vaccine, and it was distributed through every drugstore in the United States, the scary thing is 80-90% of the population would run down there with their kids and everything and take an untested vaccination. And not only that, you know, you have stuff that's going on in the United States right now, these weird respiratory illnesses that are affecting the children all over the place, the adults. The amendment Obama signed that they can physically detain anyone
for any respiratory illness. Yeah, he did that a couple months ago, and then magically this starts, and then they admit it's linked to the vaccines. We had Dr. Blaylock, brain surgeon, medical doctor, on yesterday. He was saying it's caught, you know, mutations from the vaccines causing other viruses in the gut to then mutate. I mean, and that they all know this, so it's clearly on purpose. Incredible. I want to shift gears briefly. A couple months ago, I guess 12 weeks ago, we came out with DNA Force, the most powerful formula ever, literally for on record doing amazing things inside the body. And I've been taking it even before it came out. Everybody in my family that's taken it has been blown away. It's the flagship of InfoWarsLife.com products. Spend a couple minutes telling people what's in DNA Force that you helped us develop with my dad. Break down what this formula does. And when people purchase it, it also supports the transmission.
Yeah, this is actually an amazing formula, and you know, just the response from the people that got the DNA Force from InfoWars. I've had people contacting me. It's amazing, and the reason why we developed it is because there's such an attack on the cells. I mean, if you look at the body, what causes aging? What decreases cellular function? What harms the cells? And those are all free radicals. It's free radical damage from you know, all of the chemicals that you're ingesting in the food and the beverage and everything else. And if you're sick, the immune system has to work extra hard. Stress, I mean, stress is causing an immune deficiency in the majority of people over 35 right now, lack of sleep. So, you know, looking back, it's all about looking at the root cause of what's going on in the body. And if the cells are being attacked, our main mission was to be the first company in the world working with your dad to develop a product because, again, you know, we're really big on cleansing and cleansing and cleansing, and that's great for the cells. But a lot of people out there want the extra ability to protect their cells from free radical damage and to, you know, slow down the aging process. I mean, the anti-aging market out there is an incredible market.
And for folks that don't know, this is a whole bunch of patented, certified, organic compounds we'll talk about when we come back from break and hit some other Ebola news that we're even able to actually say what it does. You don't see that with other supplements because they're not this nutraceutical level of just absolutely certified ingredients.
Right, yeah. So some of the ingredients on there, like the BioPQQ, which is a micronutrient, which is a strong antioxidant, it protects mitochondria from oxidative damage. And it actually, in studies, has been shown to grow fresh mitochondria. The mitochondria is the powerhouse of everybody's cells. So, I mean, if you really want to support that for extra...
Stay there, Dr. Group. InfoWarsLife.com. DNA Force is back in.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on. for your mind.
You know, Dr. Grip's saying get sunshine, drink purified water, get the right minerals and nutrients to protect your body. So you get your immune system up? No. Ezekiel Emanuel, who helped write Obamacare, has said it's meant to bankrupt the country. Death panels are real. We should get rid of old people. So I thought we should actually have him on the show here. So there's fairness doctrine. And so here he is. If you're watching us on TV at InfoWars.com, InfoWars.com/show, you can see it. And here he is. He has something to say to all the viewers and listeners out there. Ezekiel Emanuel, Obamacare spokesman, Obamacare head. Go ahead, sir. Ezekiel Emanuel, let's pull out so folks can see him. Obamacare. They love us bringing Ebola patients in. Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel. Why? He lovingly, ladies, he looks like the Grim Reaper, but I guess actually up is down, down is up, black is white now. So that's the good guy. George Washington's bad. Christians are bad. Christ is bad. The Grim Reaper, Ezekiel Emanuel, Angel of Death is good. Angel of Death flying free. Stopping the sarcasm. Ron Paul's coming up. We have this segment, one little short one left with Dr. Grube. Getting serious here. It's really becoming obvious what they're up to, what they're doing. And they're really moving in, trying to stop folks from getting high quality supplements like X2 and the DNA Force and the OccuPower. Everybody can see what it's done for me. They've seen and heard the testimonials. Here are a couple of them that have come in right here. Tell folks about some of the testimonials you've been seeing yourself on DNA Force, X2, you name it, Dr. Group.
I mean, you know, out of thousands of people that have used it, they online, there's 4 or 5 stars. I mean, mostly like 4.5 stars. We hardly ever get anybody that sends a product back. I mean, but that's what we're about. I mean, we don't create products that are second best. I mean, our products are guaranteed to be the best in the world. I mean, if you can find a better product out there, we'll buy it for you, and we've never even had that.
Well, Obamacare's a better product, doubles or triples prices, gets rid of your doctor and creates euthanasia squads and death lists for veterans. I mean, what's wrong with that?
You know, that's a pretty bad, it's a disaster, actually. I mean, Obamacare is doing nothing but addressing the root cause. Listen, the medical profession has never focused on the root cause. They do not want you to know what causes disease. They don't want you to know how to fix disease. I mean, all they want you to do is get on their medications and eventually die. I mean, that's why people need to look away from. Now, don't get me wrong. If you get in a car accident, you have broken bones, emergency situations, we have the best medical system in the world. But as far as
why is Dr. Group? No, Obamacare, love you. Ah.
Yeah, I don't know about Obamacare. Now, we'll see how that works out because, you know, pretty soon I'm sure somebody will get in a car accident and they'll be bleeding to death and then they'll wait 5 hours to approve the Obamacare insurance plan.
No, that's what they do.
They'll bleed out. So I can't say that anymore. But, I mean, our doctors are at least trained to save your life. Now, you know, I don't know.
Well, sure, the doctors are against Obamacare, almost all of them. Look, people need to get DNA Force because literally one ingredient cost us upwards of $40 a bottle. Just for the one ingredient, and there's a whole bunch of ingredients in there, but the BioPQQ, a whole bunch of ingredients, InfoWarsLife.com, go read about them. That's why it's $130 a bottle, or $129 a bottle. Leading competitors that aren't even as strong, folks, are $300 to $600 or even more. This is a true nutraceutical in every sense of the word at an incredibly low price, and it helps us fund our operation here. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And, of course, you can also get our clonal cell. Over, it's $19.95 and some of the best out.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.